Head of the Lassu Freya Monitoring Team, Professor Richard Robertson, said the activity at the volcano continues to settle down. He said lahar should be expected with the current weather pattern.
Things have continued pretty much the same. You'd have seen in our last report, we actually said there was a slight increase in numbers in the last week, but then it subsided over the weekend. That's the kind of thing we'd expect, that you might have a few more events slightly go up and down, but it's more or less continuing the same, where you continue to have some level of seismicity related to the ongoing sort of settling down, so to speak, of the volcano. One of the events on the 25th was magnitude 2.9. So some of the events get big enough that we could sort of locate them and get a magnitude on them. But generally, I think the last week, the activity have been dominated by the lahars that we had earlier on in the week, last week. And I suspect today and the next couple of days, with the weather system that's coming in, we're probably going to have some lahar activity as the rains come and wash the stuff off the mountain.
The volcanologist said gas measurements are also continuing to decrease.
The other major monitoring signal that we normally get is from the gas, and the gas is continuing to decrease. The last measurement we had, which was only 26, I think, last week Thursday, it was 185. So the trend of sort of lowering amounts of SO2 coming out or being detected is continuing, and the activity all fits within the working model that we have, that something, a discrete amount of magma came up, got the system going, erupted, and it's basically that fixed set amount is essentially getting rid of all its steam.
Professor Robertson also provided an update on the installation of a seismic station closer to the summit, which he says is now complete.
So the other significant thing that happened since last time is that we got helicopter support from the British yesterday, so that we were finally able to put in and complete that seismic station that Lloyd Lynch and Piper Williams put in, so started. So it's in, it's functioning. There's probably some little tweaks that we have to make to it at this end, but it's there. So that's, in that sense, that's the final part of what Lloyd and Piper came to do is finally done. So we have our station quite close to the summit.
That was head of the Lassu Freya Monitoring Team, Professor Richard Robertson. I am Radhika Stephen with today's Lassu Freya Volcano Update.